Now we'll show the embedded systems booth here at the practice summit. So I'm responsible, along with certain other colleagues around the world, for the embedded systems RFP project that was started last. This is just a selection of 78 projects worldwide that we have spotted at something like 26 different countries and 75 different universities. So let's just do a sample, just to walk around the posters in the booth. So here we have a project on sensor networks at Ohio State University. I won't speak in detail about all these projects because the information will be on the web, of course. We have the next project is fault-tolerant systems at Arizona State University. But it's not all American universities.
Is that fault tolerance within an operating system, or what is that?
So this is fault tolerance in distributed systems, where the distributed systems are individual devices. The individual projects themselves are really interesting, and there's going to be a great deal of material as the projects come to completion in September. So we'll be seeing much more information in the next few weeks about this. The next up is Tracit from the University of Buenos Aires in Argentina. This is about a tool for event traces. Next up is all the way down in South Africa. Mobile information management is more of an application of embedded devices. Some of our projects are about the kernel of the operating system, and because we release the source code for Windows CE, then people can get their hands dirty and make changes to the core operating system itself, other developing applications on the operating system. Next up is one of the three robotics projects at Cornell. There's a fabulous array of robotics going on at Cornell. First one is the RoboCup team. They've been world champions in previous years. They have not won this year's world championship. They're using a robot which is based on CE, and that is not the reason that they lost. They're halfway through a two-year program. And the first year, they actually won a few games with a new distributed architecture using Windows CE. And next year, they hope to do better still. Next up, evolutionary robotics at Cornell. This is a fascinating robot. We'll show a separate video of this today. It's a unique, to the best of my knowledge, form factor with nine legs. It's a nine-legged walking robot. And the cool thing about it is not just that it looks strange and makes some great noises. It actually runs a genetic algorithm on the operating system inside the device and learns how to walk. Next up is Georgia Tech, and this is an example of a curriculum project. Not all of the projects that we funded are research projects. Some are about developing curriculum to help professors teach embedded operating systems. And these guys are using a little device called the ICOP e-box. I have one here. This is a pretty neat, very inexpensive device with a 200 megahertz x86 processor on it. Standard PC-style peripherals in a very small form factor box. Really low cost, ideal for the classroom. There are other manufacturers of similar devices, but this is a kind of neat one that James Hamden at Georgia Tech has been using for his teaching. Moving ahead, some of our projects are just in Europe, and this is just a sample of the projects. Here's one from Belgium, the University of Ghent. This one's about network mobility using MPEG-21, a multimedia protocol. Next up is another robotics project. I'm a bit of a sucker robotics project. We're actually popular with robotics here, but robots are cool, and this is a very cool platform. The ROCI or ROCI platform is a framework for robotics. This one using robots as a distributed sensor network. This is at University of Pennsylvania. Next up is Princeton, another curriculum project. This is work using embedded systems to help in teaching for low-power handheld systems, again using Windows CE. Next up is University of California in Irvine. This is a real-time architecture that sits above the real-time operating system that CE is. This provides an easier way to do a high-level programming real-time operating systems. This work is pretty complex, sophisticated stuff, and again, deserves a whole presentation in itself. There's a lot more information about this one on the web. Embedded IPv6 performance issues being done at RMIT, that's in Australia, for anybody not paying attention. The IPv6 is actually a project that I worked on some time ago, and I'm fond of IPv6 projects. This is doing a performance analysis on IPv6, a protocol which many of us feel is going to be the future of the internet. The University of Virginia, coming up next, they're doing context-aware smart desk grids. This is applying the grid concept that we're familiar with from high-performance computing. Everybody and their brother is building a grid system at the moment. This is using devices in a grid-like context. And finally, last but not least, again, just a sample of the projects available. This is Virginia Tech doing pervasive collaboration down there in Virginia. Can't speak a lot to this one, but it is a good way to wrap up a tiny sample of the 78 projects worldwide that are all finishing up in the fall of this year. So I hope you enjoyed the demo. Let me just show you a couple more things that are not part of the RFP, but touch on things that we're doing in the RFP. I've showed you the e-box, which is being used as a good teaching tool in some of our projects. And the others are robotics related. One of the things that we're going to be doing going forward is concentrating a little bit more on robotics. I showed a Mindstorms robot in another video that I did recently. In Europe, there has been some work that is getting C# code running on a Lego Mindstorms. And also the Fisher Technic device, which is quite similar. This is the Fisher Technic brick that goes in the center of their robot. These are both running 8-bit microcontrollers, and having C# running on these devices is pretty cool. At the back here, this is an older version of the world champion Cornell robot that won RoboCup. This is actually one that won RoboCup soccer a couple of years ago. It is showing a similar architecture to the one that's running CE today. I don't have CE device today, but it's using a very similar architecture, using PC-104 boards stacked on top of each other on a motor controller board. And then last but not least, I have my little toddler robot. We haven't finished the work yet, but the design at the moment is a standard off-the-shelf using a TIC microcontroller here. What we'd like to do is give this brain transplant to put a spot device on this robot and make it walk into a .NET. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share some of our projects. Appreciate it.